This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Carlos Velador Zamora. Date of birth, September the 8th, 1966. Case ID number 2433899. Date of examination 3-8-2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. Medical records from a foot specialist dated 8/4/21. COVID-19 status. The claimant has been exposed to COVID-19 and had it in the past. He has had symptoms of fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, and diarrhea. He has recently tested negative, but has been around other family members who have had COVID-19. He states everybody in his family has had COVID-19, but he has had the two vaccines in 2021. Precautions were taken during this examination to protect both parties involved. Identifying information. This is a 55-year-old separated male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus, diabetic neuropathy, fracture of the right foot, and pes planus, flat foot. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in February of 2021, where he worked in a warehouse for 33 years for Walmart. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his mother and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus, number two, diabetic neuropathy, number three, fracture of the right foot, and number four, pes planus. History of allegations, number one and two, diabetes mellitus and diabetic neuropathy. The claimant states that in 2015 he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 130 pounds. He denies any problems with retinopathy or nephropathy, but has had diabetic neuropathy. He also denies any cardiovascular disease. At the present time, he checks his blood glucose once a week and states it usually comes out to 175 to 240 mg/dL. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was. At the present time, the claimant is on metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, and gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID, for his diabetic neuropathy. The claimant has had Charcot's foot, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. Allegation number three and four, fracture of the right foot / Charcot foot and pes planus. The claimant states that in 2021 he fell and fractured his foot on the right side. X-rays were taken which confirmed the fracture, and he was diagnosed with Charcot of the right foot. No surgeries have been performed secondary to the claimant's diabetes being somewhat uncontrolled. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold and damp weather, and pain that he usually feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 250 feet, stand for 5 minutes, but unable to climb stairs, squat, or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He's unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, use a broom, or button his clothes. He presented to my office with a cane and a right foot boot that he bought on his own that he uses to support his foot. His physician at this time is Dr. Victor Virial. The claimant is taking Tylenol and gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID for his pain. He does no other physical activity at home. His daily activities include watching TV and sometimes taking his mother to the grocery store. He has not seen a chiropractor or received any physical therapy for his condition. At this time, his condition is still unstable. He's still healing and appears to be distressed about his condition. Family history. The father died in his 60s of cancer of the bone marrow. His mother is 73 and has had a stroke, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus. Medications: metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, montelukast, 10 milligrams QD, gabapentin, 100 milligrams TID, ondansetron, 4 milligrams QID, and Tylenol, 500 milligrams QD. Medical problems: history of COVID-19, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, history of diabetic neuropathy, charcoal foot fracture of the right foot, onychomycosis, major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1 to 2 cigarettes per day for 20 years. Alcohol, the claimant states that he just drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.5, weight 177 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches, BP 149 over 105 mmHg, heart rate 98 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 30. The claimant states that his blood pressure is somewhat high, secondary to the pain. General, this is a 55-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild distress. He also appears to be somewhat depressed about his condition. The claimant appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T, can you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Monocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you please drop down to skin after the last sentence? Onychomycosis of the toenails and of some of the nails of the hand were noted, which has not been treated. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, ontalgic, and with some limping, secondary to fracture of Charcot's foot of the right side. Could you please drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of the right lower extremity, joint swelling, mild erythema, and deformity was noted of the right lower extremity, secondary to Chalcot's fracture foot. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant, however, was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and left lower extremities. The claimant has difficulty in ranges of motion of his right ankle and foot. Straight leg exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was unable to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes and had difficulty walking at a normal tandem rate. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. The claimant assisted devices. The claimant did not present with any assisted devices, but probably needs one at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory exam was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There was no evidence of muscle wasting, but there is muscle spasms. Muscle strength was +5/5 for the upper extremities and +4/5 for the lower extremities, and probably +3/5 for the right foot area. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right foot, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the right lower extremity, secondary to Charcot syndrome. He is unable to heel toe and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to right foot Charcot fracture syndrome, which is still healing and does not appear to be stable at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, non-insulin dependent diabetes mellitus - being treated at this time. Does not appear to be well controlled with blood sugars in the 200s. Number two, diabetic polyneuropathy, confirmed with physical examination, being treated at this time with gabapentin. Number three, fracture of the right foot Charcot foot syndrome, confirmed with physical examination, is being treated at this time but has not healed well and the claimant does have deformity. Number four, pes planus, actually secondary to deformity of Charcot's fracture. Stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a patient by the name of Carlos Velador Zamora.